Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
DePrez is back on the bench. Steven Espinoza, Showtime. Here we go again. Another great event. Eight-timer and a four-timer. These guys know how to win belts. What amazes me is I was talking to Brian Custer. I was talking to Paulie. I was talking to everyone at how Broner actually... People like watching him fight, and he sells tickets, and the pay-per-view works with him. He's got this image that he's this bad boy and this troublemaker, and he's anti-establishment and anti-societal. It seems like he's had all these issues, but people can't get enough of him. Is that true?
I think so. Look, there's certainly plenty of people who don't like him. He's one of those love-to-hate or hate-to-love characters. But there is a segment of the audience that likes him for being him. You know, there's the authenticity. He's not putting on airs. He's not trying to be anything. You know, what you see is what you get. He's unapologetic. And there are people out there who appreciate that.
Has his business acumen gotten better at all over, let's say, the last 3 years? Is he dealing with you and others and the powers that be in boxing more professionally?
I would have said yes before the press conference.
What happened?
He matured. He went after Al Bernstein a little bit over some things that he felt were out of bounds on social media. And so there was a little bit of back and forth. But I think, look, we all mature. I would not have wanted to be in front of cameras when I was 22, 24, especially if I just made a boatload of money. So he's been learning on the job. But I think he realizes this is the last rodeo. This is a shot at erasing all of the unmet expectations, all the criticisms. This will be what he's remembered for if he wins.
He's a great counterpuncher. I've been to a lot of his fights, and I've seen him lose three times. But he will throw that punch after you hit him. He loves to counter and get you right back. He's got skill. He's got speed. He's got talent. He's got everything. I always felt if he just grew up and quit being a D, he could have been a rock star. I think he always wanted to be Floyd.
Yeah.
And he never got anywhere near that.
No, it's true. And what people forget when you look at the outside of Floyd, and you know, you've seen it and are very aware of it, is it all starts with discipline. It looks like it's image and cars and all of that, but that just covers up Floyd's work ethic. Without that work ethic, nothing else works. And what you've sort of seen a little bit with Broner in the past is the image and the flash and the flamboyance without the same self-discipline that Floyd has. And the formula doesn't work as well.
Steven Espinoza, what is president of Showtime Sports? You're dealing with these guys, with these like AB promotions, Mayweather promotions, Ringstar, all of them. Honestly, how much of a pain in the ass are they to deal with?
It's a lot of personalities. It is like herding cats. But you've been around the boxing game long enough. When you get bitten, the bug bites you, you just live it. You go to one event and all of a sudden you're hooked. And there's an adrenaline. I mean, the fight week has a lifespan. You know, the promotion has a lifespan. And you're sitting here in Vegas and you feel it each day. You're a little bit more excited, a little bit more excited. And you've got a little bit of a peak this afternoon at the weigh-in and you get a taste of the crowd and the lines of people. But, you know, for me, this is the payoff, is to be here and feel the buzz and the excitement. It's unlike anything else in sports. There's nothing really that compares to me.
How much of a difference and a game changer has Al Heyman been for you, for boxing, and for these events?
It's a great question. He takes a lot of criticism, but I don't think we would see ESPN back in the sport aggressively, Fox back in the sport aggressively. What Al has done, and he's made some mistakes, like anyone who's come to the sport, but he has put some uniformity and some cohesion to it. He controls a lot of talent, and he's made some big fights, you know, the Thurman versus Garcia, you know, the Santa Cruz and Carl Frampton. You know, they've been a lot of good fights, particularly in the welterweight division. And I think without what we've been doing, what PBC and Showtime have been doing over the last 5 years, I don't think a network like Fox gets into it. You know, I think what we've done is we've sort of proved the model. This is a viable sport. It's not going anywhere. It's not dying. It's got a young, multi-generational demographic. It drives me nuts when people say, oh, it's an older demographic. You go to the events. I mean, you see what it's like in the arena. it's not an old demographic. And they spend money, they're multi-generational, they're multi-ethnic. It's a great demo, that the sport is healthy, and it's set up for a really exciting year.
Did you want that Spence-Garcia fight? Because I don't think Fox has ever done a pay-per-view yet.
No, they have not. You know, that was a tough decision because Mikey and Errol are two of our core guys. But looking at it from sort of the network side and from our subscriber side, it would have set us up for three pay-per-views in 4 months. We had Wilder in December, Pacquiao Broner in January, and then Spence Garcia in March. And that was just too much. It was one too much. And I think we were asking. So we made the difficult decision to let that one go. And instead of doing another pay-per-view in March, we'll do a show at Barclays on Showtime. And really, because that, as much as we like these big mega events, and we do, you know, our core business is putting good fights on Showtime. So I just didn't want to look at our subscribers and say, look, you know, sorry, for December, January, and March, you're going to get pay-per-views. It's a lot to ask.
How much have you capitalized off of, frankly, HBO leaving? It had to benefit you.
It did. And, you know, there's sort of a feeding frenzy now. You see, like, Pacquiao was up for grabs. We ended up with him. You know, Golovkin is still up for grabs. Who knows where he's going to end up? So there's a little bit of a feeding frenzy now. But, you know, there's a part of me that is sad, like everybody else. They had a long history in the sport. They were committed to the sport historically, you know, probably not as much the last couple of years. But to see them get out of the sport, it's sort of, it's a passing of the torch, and it's sad to see so much history be gone from the sport.
Are you going to put on the Wilder Fury 2? And my feeling was that I thought it was a great event. I thought LA was fantastic. I love the outdoor weigh-in idea. It was a beautiful day. I think everybody was digging it. What's your plan for the second go-around?
I do think we'll get that in the first part of the year, probably May, if everything goes well. And I think Vegas is after it very aggressively, as is Barclays Center in Brooklyn. We did jump on that date with Staples back in December. The tough thing in Staples, it's arguably the busiest venue in the entire country. You know, we were looking at some fights at this point last year in January, and we contacted Staples. Between January and June, they had one Saturday night available. They're just a busy venue. You've got, you know, Lakers, Clippers, you've got hockey, and they're a high-value venue. So that's great for them, for boxing fans. You know, it's a good thing we have StubHub Center, because that's a great venue as well. We'll be there in March with Tank Davis. But Staples did turn out. You know, people sometimes criticize L.A. as a sports town. And
that's crazy.
Yeah, and they say, you know, they're fair weather fans. And look, we were a little nervous going into it, because you had Rams, you had Chargers, you have college football, you have Lakers and Kings and Clippers. So there was a lot active.
Where do you want to have that fight?
There's undeniably a cachet and excitement in Vegas, but Barclays Center has been such a big supporter. They've been great for this.
Where I live.
Yeah. I mean, you see it. Their aggressive marketing. They've built something there. When you hear Barclays Center fight, you have expectations. So I'm just curious how big a pay-per-view would be in New York City nowadays.
Last question I want to ask you is, you know, you've been doing it now a while. Do you still get off on the gig? Is it ramped up to a point where you're just like the greatest thing you've ever done in your career? Or is it a pain in your ass?
There are pain in the ass moments. You love what you do, but, you know, there are those moments. But there are moments which outweigh everything else. And when you walk into an arena Saturday at 6 p.m. or you're listening to the anthems and about to do walkouts, then this past 10 weeks is all worth it.
It's all worth it.
It just, that goosebumps feeling, whatever you went through, whatever stress, however tired you are, and we're all exhausted by the time the event starts, it's all worth it when you get that adrenaline rush.
All right, overtime question. Pac-Man and Broner, how do you see it? This guy's unbelievable at 40. It's the new 30, I guess, because he's still got it. What do you think of having him and having this fight and his brilliant career?
You know, what's really interesting here is this weekend, you've got a 40-year-old Drew Brees, a 40-year-old Manny Pacquiao, a 41-year-old Tom Brady, and they're all at the peak of their careers, of their sport, and some of the most dominant athletes in this generation. But everybody gets old at some point, you know.
You think at 53 that I could beat Bruce Pinkow's ass in an undercard fight?
There is no doubt.
You know what I mean? Honestly.
Yeah, no doubt.
I'll fight you.
That's right. No, we could do it. We could do it. You know, one of these fight falls out, it goes short. Right.
Let me know if you need me. Hey, it's great having you on the bench. Yeah,
thank you. Thank you.
All right. Steven Espinoza of Showtime Sports with us on the bench on CBS Sports Radio.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.